By now, many of you have already received that federal relief payment either directly in your bank accounts or as a check in the mail. Most eligible individuals should get $1,200 from the Internal Revenue Service, but hundreds of thousands of households across the country could miss out on this money, not because they earn too much, but because of the way they filed their taxes. From member station WBUR, Shannon Dooling explains.
Henry always dreamt of becoming a U.S. citizen, to officially belong to what he calls the land of the free. And not long ago, he did.
I was happy to become a naturalized U.S. citizen on February 12th. But then I was surprised. The first impression I get of the government is that I'm being discriminated against.
Discriminated against, he says, for being one of the millions of immigrants living in what's known as a mixed immigration status household. Henry is originally from Kenya. He lives in Taunton, Massachusetts, with his three children, who are also U.S. citizens. His wife still lives in Kenya. We agreed to use only Henry's first name because he worries speaking with us could jeopardize his wife's green card application. In fact, it's that green card application which led Henry and his wife to file taxes jointly, he with a Social Security number and his wife with an individual tax identification number, or ITIN.
When we file together, it strengthens our case in the immigration process because it shows that we are husband and wife, legally married, and that we do our financial things, including paying taxes, together.
But when it comes to getting a stimulus check, Henry, his wife, and hundreds of thousands of other families in similar positions could find they're penalized for following these tax rules.
If one member of the family has a Social Security number and the other one has an ITIN and they file jointly, it's an unfortunate situation. They won't benefit.
Ava Malona heads up the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. She estimates hundreds of thousands of households in the U.S. file taxes with an individual tax ID, most frequently used by undocumented workers. Had Henry filed taxes individually, using only his Social Security number, he'd be looking at close to $3,000 in stimulus funds for himself and his three children. But because he and his wife filed jointly, under the current legislation, he's not eligible for any of that.
And it's really, really in this very difficult time, making it impossible for them to survive. There are thousands of families in Massachusetts who are in desperate need.
Massachusetts and California have established emergency funds for people who aren't eligible for unemployment benefits and who, in cases like Henry's, miss out on the federal stimulus funds as well. Meanwhile, a class action suit filed on behalf of U.S. citizen children of undocumented immigrants challenges the CARES Act, claiming denying stimulus payments to millions of young people amounts to treating them like second-class citizens. We reached out to the Republican senator from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who was instrumental in drafting the stimulus legislation that includes these tax stipulations. His office never responded. The IRS confirms a taxpayer and everyone listed on their return must have a Social Security number in order to be eligible for stimulus payments.
So in my specific case, I am a U.S. citizen. I filed my taxes. I do not get any of the stimulus checks that were issued. I get zero.
Henry says he would have used that money to buy food and help pay his mortgage. He hopes Congress will amend the next stimulus package so households like his can benefit. For Here and Now, I'm Shannon Dooling.